I'm Tim Z. Hernandez.
And I'm Daniel Chacon.
Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Our guest today is the United States Poet Laureate,
Juan Felipe Herrera. And we're very happy to have him on the show, not only because it's the first time he's been on the show since he's been Poet Laureate, but also because it's the fifth, maybe the sixth time.
Wow, the sixth time. He's the reigning champ so far.
Yes, yes. We kind of stole a little image from Saturday Night Live, and we say he's part of the six-timers club.
Oh, is that what
he's
it is?
He's got privileges. Yes, yeah. He's a gold member.
That's right, right. And he's a good friend of both of ours also, and was a teacher also, right?
Yeah, yeah. I took him for a class. You know, when Benjamin Alida Sainz and I first started Words on a Wire with Norma Martinez, our producer, we thought, who would be a great first guest? And Juan Felipe
was he the first?
Was the very first guest on the show.
Oh, wow.
And that's for the next three or four seasons, we kind of had him as the first guest of the season.
Oh, nice.
So it's really nice to see him,
is he the first
him
guest
do so
2016,
well.
Then? I think he's...
Yeah. And you and Juan go back quite a ways.
Yeah, he was not formally my teacher. I didn't take classes with him at Fresno State when he was teaching there, but informally he was. I actually I was auditing his class frequently, but mostly I would bug him at his house, and he would set me up in his garage to paint murals and do things like that. And I performed with his teatro group, and you know, he was one of my first teachers.
He used to sleep on his couch, right?
I slept on his couch with his dog Rocky. Yeah, who'd lick my face in the mornings, and you know, yeah. and then until one day he decided to, he said, you know, he had enough, or either his wife Margarita did, of seeing this guy, this
or the dog,
or the dog did, yeah. And he basically helped me come up with a plan for you know, for my career is what it was.
You know, if that segment of his life were a sitcom, you'd be the poet that never would go away.
That's right. The guy on the couch. What's that movie? Half Baked. The dude on the couch.
Yeah, I first knew Juan Felipe when he started teaching at Fresno State. A group of writers, Chicano writers, me, Andres Montoya, right, Mark Anthony Alvidres, Teresa Navarro, and Victor Canales had this group called the Chicano Writers Artists Association. We formed it, which, by the way, still exists today.
It does, yeah.
Very strongly at Fresno State. But when he came to Fresno State, we asked him to be our advisor. We were very excited because he was the first Chicano poet, was a tenure-track professor at Fresno State. We were very excited, and very, very excited that of all the success that is deservingly coming to him.
Yeah. The poet Victor Hernandez Cruz, I want to say back in 1986, wrote a blurb on one of Juan Felipe's books, and he said Juan Felipe is a total expression mechanism. And, you know, and then he cites, you know, all the things he does, theater, you know, painting, photography, writing, obviously, all these things, screenwriting. That's how he taught his students, you know, very sort of multifaceted. And at the same time, it's also how he, I think, is running his, like, laureateship, you know. He goes around kind of just like who he'll be talking about, I'm sure, this idea of just expressing ourselves.
Yeah,
you know?
Just get it out there, too. We saw him, both of us attended an event in his honor at Fresno State where we were his ex-students, successful ex-students, to say something about him. And we both spoke of him along with Michael Medrano, another student of his. You know, it was quite a celebration. But one of the things that he said to me afterwards, of course, people were in line to talk to him. And it probably took 2 hours just to reach the front of the line. Yeah. But he gave everybody attention, everybody individual attention, and took pictures with them and let them take selfies. But on the way out, he goes, he remembered this book of poems that I was working on. He goes, how's it going? I go, I'm still revising. He goes, okay, don't revise too much. Send it out there.
Yeah. Well, that's how my first book, Skin Tax, was published. He said, are you going to read in cafes the rest of your life, or are you going to put a book together? And he goes, surely you have enough stuff together. And I said, yeah. He goes, bring it to my office on this day. I brought all my poems to his office. And he goes, okay, you got 2 weeks to edit them and bring them back, and you can start submitting. So that's how I put together my first book, was I had 2 weeks of editing, because it was like, don't edit too much.
Let's talk to Juan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.